Coach's Insight programs continuing one final time here tonight. Final ones, as we mentioned, in 2025. We're off for the next couple weeks for the holiday break, but right now we're joined by Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, and a couple games to talk about since we last spoke a week ago, Coach. And let's start Friday night. You guys get that first win. You guys played some really tough teams, you know, in the first week and a half, but you guys get one on the board against Onega at home, 50-44 last Friday. Take us back there. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Well, you know, we're kind of putting together longer stretches of the game. You know, we're playing well, and I thought Friday night kind of started that. We, came out, and it was a pretty tight game back and forth. I think third quarter we finally got up by, I think, 12 points on them. They battled back. I think it took a two-point lead early in the fourth, but instead of not collapsing or anything, we were able to kind of recuperate and come back, and I think got up by 7 or 8 before we ended up, I think, winning by 5. So I think it was just one of the things that we were, hadn't really had the lead late in the game, and we, weren't really quite sure what to do, and we were able to recover from it on that night. But we had a lot of girls step up and hit some key shots for us that game too. So it was a good win for us to start with.
And then you guys turned around Tuesday night this week, a home game against Morehill Mounts Academy, a very good team and a team that's going to be in the mix when we talk about a league championship here later on in a couple of months. But, you know, if you're playing a league opponent before the break, it's not going towards the league record, so that is something to note when you have a matchup like this before the holiday break. But 46-43, you guys are right there, but the Ravens get a three-point win. You know, take us back to Tuesday night and just kind of a few key takeaways from there.
Well, you know, for about three quarters and probably 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, I don't think we could have played a whole lot better. I thought we were playing, you know, just like we want to be playing. And then, you know, in the first quarter, we put up 16, handled their pressure. We're getting layups out of it, attacking the basket. And really, we struggled a little bit in the second quarter, but our defense stepped up and kind of held them down in the second as well. Third quarter again, you know, both of us put some points up, but I thought we played pretty well. And then fourth quarter, they came back with the press. And at that point, I think we had an 8 or 9 point lead, maybe 10 point lead. And they had a couple girls step up and hit a couple threes. And we just got a little tighter for us. And, you know, we had some open looks down the stretch, but we just, you know, I would have took every shot we had there late. And we, I thought we took good shots and we just didn't hit them. And I thought we were just kind of playing not to lose it instead of playing to win and keep attacking and let them get back. And, you know, we had a chance all the way down to the end. We're 5 down with 18 seconds left. Throw an inbounds play in. Taylor Schrick hits a 3, so we're down 2. They go down, hit 1 of 2, and we come down and miss there at the buzzer. But had opportunities all the way through. So to play, you know, one of the top teams in the league the way we did, you know, even though we didn't finish the way we wanted it to, I think put that game with our Omega game, and I think we're really starting to play well right now.
Yeah, it certainly feels like you guys are starting to pick some things up, and you guys are going to get one more game before the break at Pleasant Ridge on Thursday night, so not Friday, Thursday night. You guys are going to take on Pleasant Ridge. You know, they've been just as busy, even a little more busy than you guys have over the first couple of weeks of the season. You know, they've already played 6 games. This will be their 7th game before the holiday break. They've kind of been struggling a bit, but they have played some really good teams in Riverside, Hiawatha, among some others. But their lone win against McLouth back on December 9th. What can you tell us about the matchup with Pleasant Ridge here on Thursday night?
You know, I know they've always had good teams. Ever since I've been here, they've had good teams come out and give us good games. And haven't really started to watch any film on them yet. Just started that this morning. I know they've got some girls that can shoot. I think that one of the games there, they had one girl hit 5 or 6 threes, I think something like that. So, you know, we just got to play some good defense, and hopefully we continue to play the defense we're playing and then, attack the basket like we started doing the last 2 games.
Finally, Coach, before we get our coaches out of here, and we always appreciate it, we get a couple weeks off, you know, for the Christmas holiday, just kind of capping things off with the Christmas question here. So I'll ask you this. Where does Christmas rank on your holiday list? Is it your favorite holiday? Maybe not so much. Is it in the middle? Where would you put Christmas among your favorite holidays?
I'd have to put it at my favorite.
Okay.
It's just one, you get to spend a lot of time with family and everything, and just enjoy all the lights and everything that go along with it.
Very good stuff. As always, that is Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll. Again, thanks to the JC and Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett, Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. One more game for JCN at Pleasant Ridge Thursday night, and then off a couple weeks before getting back to it in 2026. Coach, thank you so much. Enjoy the couple weeks off here, and we'll talk to you right in that first week in 2026.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks a lot.